Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I had somebody bring up, I think, just such a salient point about what's gone on here. I want to just put this in Pirates fans' minds as they get ready for their Mother's Day weekend and this game tonight with this new chapter in Pirates baseball. I had somebody who's not in sports at all but is in corporate America make a great point. He said, I thought what Ben Cherington did was masterful. They're 12-26. This team looks like it sucks. It looks like it's a complete disaster. He got them to reset the Pirates record to 0-0. And I think this guy's right. And let me tell you why. If they have a winning record from here on out, let's just say they do.
Okay.
Their overall record on the season would still be horrible. It would still be terrible.
But it would suggest that Cherington was not the problem and that his only real mistake was not fixing the problem even sooner.
It would have shown that they turned it around. I do think it's possible if it happens that way. And it's like how many games?
124
games. If they win more than they lose over the last 124, I think that that's going to get put up by the organization as progress at the end of the year.
So Cherington, I think Noah Hiles went on with the guys this morning and said he thinks Cherington's back coming into the 2026 season. That was like his prediction. I have to go back and check. I don't want to be putting words in his mouth, but I could have swore that was what he said he thought would happen. That would bum me out in a major way. If it's true, here's the one thing about what your corporate America friend told you and the way they spun this or framed this that I do think needs to at least, I would add on maybe a coda that isn't as favorable to Cherington. Once you pull this lever to get that manager out of there,
yep.
Yes, it resets the record to 0-0, but let's say over 124 games, Donnie Kelly pilots this ship to, I don't know, 58 wins. 58-66, 8 games under, that still ain't a good baseball team. And I think that leaves Ben Cherington completely exhausted of options.
I agree. I think it has to be like...
But I'm saying like he definitely gets fired, in my opinion, if it's...
Yeah, I agree with that.
If it's bad. So like this... I mean, you could say it's a brilliant move to fire him because it sets the record to 0-0, but really all it does is it clarifies it. It now takes it and makes it a 124-game season, and really Ben Cherington's ass is on the line,
And I think in that 124-game season, they have to go 500 or better.
Well, here's one other thing I would add to it, they have to go 500 or better, but here's something that Ben Cherington's doing that might stack the deck in his favor. He can set the record back to 0-0, and then Bubba Chandler is going to be here for part of this. Like one of his best, probably his best close to the bigs prospect.
And Gonzalez and Horwitz are coming.
And maybe Jones gets healthy. And you presume.
Well, I hope so. I mean, they do expect him to. I don't think it's going to be a totally lost year. We know what happened with Jared Jones's dad and Greg Brown.
Do you want me to do a pony prediction here then?
Go ahead. Why don't you make it a Mulsey? What's the alliteration there? Can you come up with one?
Mulsey mandate.
Okay.
I think Jared Jones is going to be going under the knife in the next 12 months. I have a...
Oh, yikes.
But no, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, oh, yeah, Chris thinks it's going to happen and sounds like he wants it to. No, of course I don't.
You got the George Pickens trade, right?
Like, a little bit late, 2 weeks later, whatever. I just feel like when you have a guy that's his body type and so much of what they hope they can be is still tied up in him returning and being like Jared Jones early 2024, he's still a not very big guy who really torques the arm more than a lot of pitchers do. And it just feels like you're whistling past the graveyard when it comes to him and Tommy John a little bit.
Donnie, I mean, think about this. If they do what this person suggested to me and they go 500 or better with Donnie Kelly, don't you think Bob Nutting is going to want to give Kelly the managerial job? He's from Pittsburgh. He's a Mount Lebanon kid. He's a Jim Leland disciple. He's going to, if he guides him to a winning record the rest of the way, I think it's a slam dunk Kelly keeps his job.
It's an easy PR win for a team that hasn't had many PR wins.
I don't think it should ensure that the GM is safe,
but
though.
But I think it would.
Because, Donnie, I think, unfortunately, you and I both say it shouldn't ensure he's
and
safe.
And make it all three. I think
we all wish he was gone because we all think he deserves to be gone. But he could plausibly, to his boss then, Donnie, he's making a case saying, listen, you can be mad at me for a lot. I built a better team than what Derek Shelton gave you. My biggest mistake was not coming to you sooner and saying Derek should be fired.
Yeah.
Full scapegoat. I mean, that is how corporate America actually works, full scapegoating.
And so are you surprised that it came from someone who works in corporate America?
No. I mean, technically, don't we work in corporate America?
So I could call myself a member of corporate America?
You work a job for a corporation.
I don't know. When you run into guys like Harry Callis, you don't exactly feel like you're working in corporate America.
Don't exactly feel like you're at Goldman Sachs. Hello, I've got some dividends.
I mean, I don't think I give that feeling to people either.
I'm a bond
trader.
We don't
have to single out Harry.
I mean, you know what it is? You know what makes us not corporate America? I'm wearing jeans and a hoodie, and that's pretty much formal for me. Donnie, you're wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt.
The folks more at the top can be the corporate people.
The suits.
I'll stay in the outfits
I like
wearing.
Yeah,
like
I think Craig works for corporate America. I don't think of us as corporate Americans.
You know what he tries to do, though? He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He still wears his Jordans and his jeans and his casual polo shirts.
Oh, we see right through that with
him now.
He's
got his hoodies on and whatever, and yeah, he's trying to be something that he no longer.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.